Hold on, I'm front row with Jackie Rowe with my nephew, my cousin born in Jamaica. A lot of y'all will get to know him soon, but listen to his pet peeve on this whole racist shit, because some of y'all need to listen to this shit or understand the knowledge. Go ahead, Bourne.
Hey, yo, listen, right? I grew up in America. She's from the 70s. This thing that's happening where police is beating the shit out of motherfuckers, this ain't just happening. It's what's happening now is that it's modern time, and a lot of people have devices that's catching these motherfuckers on camera. This shit not by what they doing, it's not gonna make no difference. Look, go back a couple of years, 20 years now, look what they did to the boy Rodney King. Yeah, motherfuckers just rioted for a few, they gave him some money and swept that shit under the rug. Nobody. Mm-hmm. The things that these people are doing, so-called y'all for justice for Floyd. What's his name? George Floyd. Justice for George Floyd. This is not going to get him justice. What this is doing is bringing realization to these people's eye, to white America's eye. Like, yeah, these black people are savages, and this is why we need the police to treat them how we treat them. Because you're not messing up the damn economy by doing the things you're doing. They got insurance.
Right.
You're not messing up their economy. Hey, pause the tape, Jackie. Pause the tape for me.
I can't. Oh, man.
No. Yeah. Look, they can't get justice like that. Nobody burned down no police station.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody burned down City Hall. Nobody burned down the criminal court system. Nobody burned down the federal court. Nobody burned down Supreme Court. How you gonna get justice? First of all, in 1776, when America got their independence,
mm-hmm.
this is why the kid Kaepernick was kneeling.
Mm.
When America got their independence, they said, "We the people." Black people wasn't considered people back then.
Preach.
It was like livestock.
Mm.
You wasn't considered people. So the Declaration of Independence, and that don't consider black people. We shouldn't even be under their banner.
Mm.
And truth be told, do people don't even know the Star Spangled Banner is telling them to kill black people? They just cut that shit out. They didn't change the banner.
Uh huh.
They just don't sing that part. It tells you, look it up.
It tells you
to kill the black people, because yo, some of the slaves was fighting with Britain to free themselves, to get their freedom. So when that French dude wrote the song, he was like, kill the niggers,
because
they helping the British.
Mm.
Yes, sir. No, none of that. Don't have nothing for it. Yeah, listen, man. If you want to make a difference, this is why the Black Panther was so dangerous. The Black Panthers wasn't thugs. These was college brothers, man, intelligent.
Well-educated.
They was making moves. They mm-hmm. sat down, and they said, yo, listen, we know we're going to lose our lives, but we willing to lose our lives for our people, but we're going to kill some, too.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
J. Edgar Hoover said, the most dangerous thing in America is Negro unity.
Mm. Preach. Say that again. Say that again.
J. Edgar Hoover,
mm-hmm.
the first director of the FBI,
mm-hmm.
said, if black people get together, the most dangerous threat to America is the
unity.
Black unity.
Unity.
You understand? Listen, Martin Luther King, you know what he did. You know why he was so dangerous. Why he was so dangerous?
Mm-hmm.
He hurt the economy.
Mm.
He put a dent in the economy because, yo, listen, when he boycotted the bus system, that was such a big move.
That was a business move. Yes.
Because hear what he did. 90 out of 100% of the people, 90% of the people that took public transportation was black people.
That's right.
So they little nickels and dimes added up.
Counted.
So
right.
We'll provide rides for you to get to your jobs and stuff. So what he did, he put a dent in their economy.
And created black bus companies.
That shit added up. When they see they start losing money, this is why they fold over.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, to these days and time, you got to use the strategy that these people is using. If you get wanted, you know how much You know how much dudes I done seen in the system, yo, their mom's doing life. Mom worked her whole fucking life. Mm-hmm. She ain't never did nothing illegal that whole life. But because of her son or whoever, mm-hmm. dudes, wives, baby mothers, yo, my baby mother snitched on me. Because you gave them people no fucking choice. You got your girl working $25,000 fucking dollars a year, $40,000. You got her name with a with one point how much million dollars in fucking assets. She's breaking the law. That's intoxication.
Yeah.
She's going to prison. You understand? And they want you. So here what they gonna do. They gonna come to her and be like, yo, we don't want you, right? We want you. You're gonna lose your kids, and we're gonna lock you up. You protecting this dude. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you left her no choice. You put her back against the wall. What motherfuckers need to do, same strategy and the same tactics they use,
yep.
start using it on them. Why niggas ain't fucking up the police family?
Mm-hmm.
Why you fucking up the police family? I'm running around. My husband is the police. You better not touch me. Bitch, hold this. They not doing none of that. Nobody's burning down fucking City Hall. Nobody's burning down Supreme Court. Nobody's burning down federal court. You know how much motherfuckers is in prison? Because of these motherfuckers, the law is not, it don't govern black people.
Mm-hmm.
They afraid. How you gonna be afraid? I'm one of the afraid. I remember the police took my bike in 1979 Precinct. That night, I went in the precinct and stole back my fucking bike. Yes, sir. I stole back my bike, and I seen how easy it was. Mm-hmm. I started going up there every night stealing bikes out of 70.
The fence. Yeah, the fence and the gate.
3
store and the Louis Vuitton and the Chanel store. That's stupid.
Man, motherfuckers always wanted a fucking Louis Bell, Gucci store, so they seen the opportunity. They crashed, but here what's gonna happen. When all this shit is sorted out, because niggas are so dumb, right? Motherfuckers are so dumb. They putting themselves on camera, niggas videotaping their man running out with shit. Hey, you going to prison. They went to prison.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna say it's a terrorist act.
Yep.
So you're gonna end up in federal prison. Under the charge since 9/11, George Bush made everything that's an aggravated felon a fucking terrorist act. How the fuck you think they deported me? I love America. I got deported under the terrorist act. I'm a terrorist. I'm a fucking enemy of fucking America. Ain't that a bitch?
It ain't funny, but it's true. One, but it's all real though. It's all actual facts, y'all. He telling the fucking truth.
Where these motherfuckers was, you know, I was holding that motherfucking block and below fucking zero.
Yep. I know.
My first fucking trip.
I got tears in my eyes.
I went to fucking Spofford in 1979. I came in with a fucking pair of Adidas and some sharkskin fucking pants on with a fucking mock neck. Mm. With a fucking mock neck. This motherfucker from the Bronx. Talk about.
should call it baby father, yeah. Yeah, that's my girl, baby father. I know that's Matt. That's Mike's man. That was Mike, homie, for real. Mike Tyson, yeah. What?
Apple's like, yo, where you from? I'm like, Brooklyn, nigga, why? What's up? He's like, nah, calm down, man. He was like, yo, what happened in the bathroom? I said, niggas tried to jump me. It's like, yo, they want to take my sneakers. He's like, yo, what, you want to sell your sneakers? I jumped up. I said, man, I don't want to sell nothing, man. Why? He was like, yo, calm down. From Brooklyn, too. He called another nigga. He was like, yo, son's from Brooklyn. Son from Crown Heights. Son from Crown Heights. Niggas tried to jump him. He's like, all right. Let's go in the bathroom. Let's find it. I went in the bathroom and beat the shit out. That Spanish nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
After that shit, me and App was running the motherfucker. We was running A1 dumb.
Wow.
Sparfing this shit. You know what I mean?
I ain't know you knew App, yo. That was, listen, that's Mecca, babe. They used to live in my house with me on 21st, born App and, what?
Let me call you right back, Jackie. Let me call you right back.
All right, but damn, I can't even, you on the damn thing, you know that, right? You on this thing. Oh, man, we had to cut him because he was in the store in Jamaica working, but I just wanted him to voice his opinion on this whole Black Lives Matters. Hopefully I can get him back on the line and we can just further a little bit more about Bourne, because Bourne is a veteran. He's from Brooklyn. He's been deported, but he's very intelligent. You know, he's a little bit hard, but he's real. He's letting people really understand his point of view because he's a living vet. Like, he sits back and he really analyzes and watch what's going on. And he was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, these people are not going about this Black Lives Matters in the right way. You know what I mean? Which is, he's not the first one. It's a lot of people that feel that the youths that's out here marching and vandalizing, not really marching, the ones that's vandalizing. Let me take that back. Retract. The youths that are vandalizing the places is not the right way of how you go about it. And I understand expressions of, you know, being upset and being, you know, like, you know, just can't, you know, enough is enough and can't take it no more. But these stores really don't have nothing to do with nothing. You know what I mean? Yeah, we people have been doing protesting and vandalizing stuff for years and black, but that's not the way if we want to get change in our life. That's not the way we should go about things of this nature. We should go about it in more diplomatic ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is more effective? What are, you know, what's going to be the effective of what they cherish more to make them see that this is what we need y'all to stop doing this unless y'all going to give us change. Y'all need to stop doing this, you know what I'm saying, in order for us to be able to live together as one, because you know, black people, we've been fighting for so long. But when I said it the other day on Facebook, I was like, where are our great leaders? Like, where are our leaders? Like, we need great leaders right now to lead us right, to figure out a strategy of what makes sense and what don't. Like, right now, everybody have the freedom and right to, you know, to be able to march and say what they feel and do what they want. But what is the effectiveness of what we're doing? Like, what can we do to be effective? Like, we see one, through this whole march, I only saw maybe 4 times or 3 times they say Blackout Tuesday, maybe even once or twice that soon at this time. But every time we do, we need to do that more. You know what I mean? Like, what is what's going to dominate? What's going to put a dent into, you know, the force that we're living in amongst right now? White people, white corporate America, everything that's going on in the world. Like, you know, it's being run by them and we get the penis. Like, how do we put a dent into what they're doing to make them stop abusing us, taking advantage of us, and disrespecting us? We got to come up with scenarios and real strategic plans to be able to be effective. That's what I want to say. You know what I'm saying? Because I sit back and I look too, and I'm like, okay, everything is Black Lives Matter. And I try to post things of meaning, you know what I'm saying? Things that will wake people up. Yeah, we know we're black and we're saying it loud, but who's really listening and who really cares? You know what I mean? This is an expressionation of us being frustrated again, because here again, we had a man that was just killed again with a white man that stood in his neck for 8 minutes and something seconds, and he kept telling him that he couldn't breathe. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and we have seen this before different times, you know what I mean? Innocent black people, even still since this been happening, we had more deaths and more cops killing people and more cops still putting their knees in people, you know, neck, meanwhile they're, you know, been captured and stuff. Like, well, okay, here go Bourne. I'm glad I kept talking, so definitely. You know I had to keep talking till you came back on, right? But yeah.
Because, yo, listen, on some real live shit, they going about this thing wrong, man. They not going to make no change.
I was just saying that.
They not going to make no change because, yo, listen to me. This been going on since the beginning of time. You know what I mean? Because most of these dudes that's law enforcement officers, they ain't nothing but some racists, yo. They, you know what I mean? They got on the badge in the daytime and the sheet at night. You know what I mean? Because, yo, listen to me. The way they treat black people, a black boy, let's say criminals or somebody that broke the law, to a white person that broke the law, is totally different.
Ice cream and cake.
It's so much incidents where you see, like, a black dude, like, look at the dude they murdered in Atlanta. This nigga, he was running. Yeah. He wasn't even trying to hurt the police. They shot that. They killed that man.
And his back.
After this Floyd George shit.
Yeah.
So, and you know, you got motherfuckers there protesting. They say they doing peaceful protests. Police beating the shit out of niggas.
Yep.
They still beating the shit out of niggas and they still fucking people up. They even killing another dude. They choked out like son. So this shit is not gonna change. What they gonna do? They gonna brush it under the rug. They gonna brush it under the rug. They gonna let motherfuckers wild for another month or so. Cause dudes not doing that. They not tearing nothing up but in their own neighborhood. How much more shit they gonna get to tear up? You know what I mean? Ain't nothing gonna change. So therefore, this is gonna continue.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the dude, the African dude. This dude was just a rape suspect jogging. They shot that nigga 41 times.
Like he was an animal.
He wasn't even a dude that they was like, he was had a gun or something. A suspect with a gun. They said he was a rape suspect. He was jogging. They murdered that man. They shot that man 41 times. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Let's be real. Like, enough is enough. Like, yo, only way you're going to make a change. Yo, look, they don't even teach you stuff that you can look up in school now. Mm-hmm. You got a joint. I didn't even know about it till the other day. Like about last year. The Black Wall Street. This is why black people, they made black people afraid to be independent. They tell you black people all you want to do is get on welfare. They lazy. When black people was motivated and was doing shit, they came and killed everybody. Burnt down business. What black people need to do is separate themselves. Watch white America panic.
Yeah.
If you separate, because first of all, this Constitution is not for us. When the Declaration and the Constitution was written, black people, and it hasn't changed.
Yes.
It was black people wasn't governed under this shit. You know, then you got some of these idiots who's like, yo, well, you know, white people is this and that. Yo, listen to me. It's not even about that. It's not even about that. It's about equal treatment and equal rights for everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If we can't get equal treatment, first of all, the America was built on the backs of black people, whether they know it or not.
It was built on
the backs of black people, man.
They know it.
Yeah, but yo, it's hard to tell, yo. Listen to me, man. Everybody comes in America and gets theirs, except black people. It's happening all over the world. It's like they trying to genocide motherfuckers. The Chinese come and they get everywhere you go in the world. It's a fucking Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And the Indian and the Arabic and all those people come together, though.
Everywhere
that's what they do.
It's we the only race that's not getting the recognition that we need to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Half of the inventions that help America build was by black people.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. All of
this is not being taught. All of these things is not being recognized. You know what I mean? They looking at, well, they animals, so treat them like animals. So, yo, if that be the case, okay, so we animal, let's get animalistic then. Let's make a difference. Yeah, some gonna die. We've been dying, though, mm-hmm. since the beginning of time. Look how messed up it is, right? And after World War II, they was still looking 10, 20 years, they was still looking for war criminals. Mm-hmm. When slavery was abolished, you had the gym. These motherfuckers was going around killing motherfuckers and taking their land. Hanging motherfuckers, yo.
Yeah.
And nobody was looking for motherfuckers that did shit to slaves. Nobody came and defend the black people. Motherfuckers, why you think people came, migrated up north? A lot of people in the south, with a lot of black people that they slave masters did give them a piece of land. But these KK motherfuckers was like, yo, we not living amongst these niggas. So at night, they came and killed motherfuckers, raped motherfuckers. They raped your sister, raped your mom, and they instilled fear in motherfuckers. Motherfuckers start migrating north.
Yep.
How you think black people start coming up north? Huh? Because the fear for their lives, yo. None of this shit is no justice system for the black man in America.
Wow.
Justice is spelled two ways. Mm. It's a compound word, first of all. Mm. Mean just and ice.
Mm.
So when it comes to the black people, it's no justice. Mm. It's just fucking ice. Mm. They will put you on ice.
Wow.
Your ass will be laying in there in the fucking morgue. You know what I mean? They gotta make a difference, because this is what's been going on. All that shit they doing, they dancing and singing. Fuck all that. Burn the fucking precinct down. Burn the fucking court down. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Stop going to motherfuckers. Yo, that's like how they come kick off your fucking door, drag your mom and your fucking sister. Do that to their fucking family.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, let the fucking revolution begin. Fuck all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Motherfuckers want to sing and dance and play fucking Bob Marley music. Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here, man. All that peaceful shit ain't making it, man. You know what I mean? They want to talk this peaceful Martin Luther King shit. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, there's so much history motherfuckers don't know about. It's a lot of history. That nigga, yo, I hate to say this shit, man. Motherfuckers gonna be mad at me. But Martin Luther King was a fucking pervert. He's fucking off all the church sisters, yo.
That's still going on till time. I just think that's a man.
How you think they fucking knew? Just to set up at the fucking hotel where he was at. Because that's his regular spot. You know why? People don't even know why Martin Luther King was assassinated. He wasn't assassinated because of the civil rights shit. They gave him that. They tried to buy him on. Do you know, would come the Nobel Peace Prize, he'd get a $50,000 fucking cash thing with that.
Mm.
And, yo, a lot of people, they don't teach you that in school. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. $50,000 in the fucking 50s and the fucking 50s and the 40s. For a black man, that's a lot of fucking money.
Hell yeah.
That's a fucking $1 million.
Hell yeah.
For a black man, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo, listen to me. Martin Luther King got assassinated because J. Edgar Hoover told him, yo, listen, stop fucking with them Kennedys. Those nigga-loving Kennedys gonna fuck up my country.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Martin Luther King was gonna be vice president. Him and Jack Kennedy was gonna let him be his running mate.
Right.
They would have fucked America up. That's what got him killed when he made the I Dream speech. He was basically telling him he was gonna be Jack Kennedy running mate. J. Edgar Hoover killed everybody. He even killed that bitch Marilyn Monroe. He mm-hmm. killed everybody. He just started killing every fucking body. Fuck out of here. You nigga loving Kennedy. Gonna fuck up my country. That's his fucking word.
Mm.
In order to make a change, motherfuckers gotta be willing to lay their fucking lives down to make a difference. If you're not willing to lay your life down,
be effective.
There ain't gonna be no change. Yep. There's not gonna never be no change. Why do you think they killed the fucking killer of the Black Panthers? These dudes are smart. You know, let me tell you something. When it comes to the federal government is not worried about the motherfucker that's willing to bust their gun.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have a handful. Out of 100, maybe 25 is willing to bust guns and go toe-to-toe. The other 75 is going to fold. What they are worried about is the motherfucker that could put together that 25.
Mm.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
They worried about the thinker. Why you think they start making the kingpin law? Mm. You know what I mean? Once you're a kingpin and you got motherfuckers working for you,
yep.
You the danger.
Mm-hmm.
You the danger.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because, yo, listen to me. The motherfuckers that's following the orders, you could pay them more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you could buy them off. You could buy them off, or you just get rid of him. They come down a dozen. The nigga that's the thinker that can put together a plan to dent the fucking economy and to make a difference, that's the danger.
Yeah.
Do you know the first rule of overthrown, the first rule is to kill all federal prisoners. They're going to execute everybody that's in a federal prison. Because once you're a federal prisoner, you become the enemy of the fucking country. You are an enemy of the, you are an enemy of America. You understand? The federal prison got petty. Federal prison wasn't meant for like dudes from the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Federal prison was for lawyers, motherfuckers. That was Jay Cahoopa was afraid of. Because everybody was afraid. You see, back in the day, you know, mm-hmm. they come up with a word. It's all a word game. You know,
mm-hmm.
the word was the communists. They mm-hmm. was afraid communists coming over to take over. Communists coming to take over capitalism. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you had people working. They said working with Russia. They was executing them. You know, killing them, locking them, putting them in jail. That's who federal prison was built for. Federal prison was built for these dudes and these crooked ass lawyers, these crooked ass judges that the mob had under their payroll.
Yo.
See, it wasn't no black people made no deal with the mob. The mob was fighting, so they made a deal like, because they had politicians, these politicians could be bought.
Right.
So they made a deal with them like, okay, we won't kill y'all. Y'all just stay neutral. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So these politicians and these judges, they don't give a fuck about the black people. These motherfuckers could get it too. They should get it. Burn the fucking courthouse.
You know, I gotta get you on the thing with Antonio, cause you and Antonio. Listen, it's freedom of speech. You can voice your opinion any way you want to. Listen, you ain't hurting nobody. Now, you and Antonio got to get on this together. I swear, your point of views will really shut this game down, because, man.
Listen to you, yo. It's actual fact. These motherfuckers is being blindsided. Like, you know, it's fun. You're running in the fucking Gucci store, running Louis Vuitton.
Right. Corny.
Because, yo, hear what? You see them people with the insurance?
Mm-hmm.
The insurance company that got to pay that money out? Somebody got to pay for that.
Yep. Damn Stippy.
Yep. The people sitting up there, these motherfuckers. When they, the motherfuckers is on camera. Let me show y'all dumb up. You know, I have never took the picture with guns and money and drugs. You know how much dudes are sitting in prison doing
because of that? Sentences. Yep.
Behind this shit.
Yep.
These niggas on cameras robbing the place. Nigga, you don't even need, yo, prosecutor don't even need to bring up the case. You the whole case, yourself. You your own fucking.
Exactly.
You your own witness. You fucking idiot. You going to prison. You, they own witnesses, man. They fucking idiots. They don't know what they doing, man. And then look what they did. They fucking up their own neighborhood. People that's depending on their jobs to feed their family. How this is making a difference. And then the same police, they still killing niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Beating the shit out of niggas. What difference is you making? After this month is up, this shit calm down. Watch next 2 months.
Oh, I know. Police, I know.
They talk about police is resigning. This and that. You know, and they show, I got a little thing on Facebook somebody made. The union, the boss or whatever, he said they making us to be out of animals and bad people. Y'all motherfuckers is.
Mm-hmm.
You're not animals and bad people to the white folk, but when you come into a black fucking community, you just fuck your motherfuckers up.
Yeah.
You can't even, like, the shit that a white motherfucker could do, a black dude can't do that. You talk back to the police, you get your job, bro. And that's been going on forever.
Man.
I didn't know if police asked you your name, you ain't gotta tell them shit. Mm-hmm. You ask police ask you your name, you better tell that cracker your name, or he gonna beat the shit out of you and find something to lock you up on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This shit been going on since the beginning of time. The fuck? And if they know you a gun buster, you had that police Paul Reagan. You know how much motherfuckers he shot? He patrolled the 90s. You know how much dudes that dude shot down there, man? Yo, this shit is crazy. Them niggas is stupid, man. Hey, you know what, cuz? No, for real, you need to stay clear of them motherfuckers, yo. Before they get you a bid, because I know I seen you put together your little thing, your little August night. You go out there,
I was doing the youth march. I started the little youth march for the youth to be able to express themselves. That's all I did. That was it. Yeah, right?
That's in East New York.
Yo, that's a good damn point.
Them niggas be killing niggas, man. Them niggas straight profile you, man. They profile you. Once you black, you in a black neighborhood profile of black people. Nobody boycotted. No police station. Nobody went to City Hall. Nobody went to the fucking Supreme Court. Nobody went to the fucking court. Nobody went to no federal buildings. Them niggas went in the Foot Locker. That your little fucking niece got her little fucking job. Some little chick that didn't have a fucking baby, depending on her little check.
Yeah.
To take care of her fucking kid with her little Foot Locker check. That shit gone. The Foot Locker gonna tell him, yo, we not opening. Insurance company gotta come clear shit, assess the damages, and give us our money.
Right.
So you out of work for about 6 months. Because it's going to take about that before the insurance start paying out.
Putting, adding so, more damage to damage. Crazy.
Yo, listen to me. Hey, listen. One thing I know, if you fight fire with fire, it's going to cause a bigger blaze.
It's going to burn.
So you have to, as a thinker, you have to think for the fucking dummies as well as yourself. Because if you don't think for the dummies, and you say, well, these motherfuckers is dummies, if you go on their level, guess what that makes you?
It makes you a duck and dummy.
Fucking idiots, man. Yo, listen to me, man. Maybe I'm here for a fucking reason. Maybe they'd have been killed me, because, yo, it's not that I'm militant. I am so fucking pro-black. You know, motherfuckers, only motherfuckers that did me shit was shit. Niggas, I was in the game. You know what I mean? That I did shit through that did me shit. It's fair game. I never ran to the police. I'm a nigga. I done got shot 6 fucking times. Them niggas even shot me in my fucking dick.
I know it ain't funny. I remember.
I held my bullets like, goddamn. They try to put a nigga out the game. They don't even want me to fuck, man. They shot me in my dick.
Oh, man. You took that L, right? You took that L.
I took it like, yo, look, today for you. Bad matter of fact, I remember my mom club. I was coming out my mom club one night, these faggot niggas, because they knew once I seen them on site, I gave it to them. So they start importing motherfuckers. Niggas almost killed me in front of my mom's spot. Niggas shot at me 15 fucking times. Yo, Jackie, I pissed up myself. I ran down to the corner. A fucking Avenue
DM. Yeah,
Bacon Junior and them was. And I was like, yo, look at my back if I got shot. Nigga was like, nah, but the front of your pants is wet.
Now I can do.
They won that round. That's their round.
For that night.
The way that they drove, that's the way I had to go to my house. I went the opposite way.
You better had. Shit.
I went the opposite fucking way. Went to Marky's house with my pissed up pants on. Told Marky, yo, listen, nigga. Marky let me in his basement. I said, yo, give me a pair of pants. I took the pants and the drawers off. Went in Marky's bathroom, washed off the motherfucking piss, put that shit about, I ain't on no drawers. I went home with no drawers on and a pair of Marky pants, right? Stayed in my house for fucking 2 weeks. I ain't come outside for 2 fucking weeks. But bet your ass, when I came out the house, somebody else pissed their fucking pants.
you was outside again, huh?
Mm-hmm. That shit soaking like, yo, nigga, all right, they not playing. I don't want to have to the motherfuckers, yo. Jackie, these me driving around with a fucking AK-47 and two fucking grenades.
Oh my God, terrible. Yo, like, you wanted blood. You wanted blood.
Listen to me, man. I remember the police from fucking 67 Precinct. Them niggas caught me and caught me with my fucking gun. They locked me up. They was like, yo, what the fuck?
Wow.
He was like, man, who the fuck are you, Rambo?
Yo, you was trying to kill him.
Yo, listen, I was driving around with four fucking clips in my pocket and bullets, spare bullets. What the fuck? I wasn't having it. You niggas want, I'm not going to be the one to call peace. I'm not calling police.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas shot, y'all listen to me. Them niggas shot me like six different times. As soon as I start retaliating, oh, that nigga crazy. He's a killer. Wait, time out. Did you niggas shoot me last week or last month? Fuck you mean? Hold on, y'all niggas want to go to the police now.
Okay.
You see a nigga not playing.
Right.
I remember a nigga shot Brief at. You remember that? This faggot nigga Teddy. This nigga come from Jamaica. That's why I don't bang with these fucking Jamaicans. This nigga comes from Jamaica. We let the nigga hang out with us. This nigga went to the spot. Brief had let the nigga in. He robbed the spot and shoots Brief at.
Jesus Christ.
Thinking Brief had was dead. I'm like, yo, we at the skating ring. That's when Wednesday night everybody at the skating ring.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, niggas like, yo, Brief had dead. I'm like, I'm in the skating ring, yo, tears in my eyes. I'm like,
wow.
Yo, this nigga gonna come to me, was like, yo, when I find out who shot Brief at, the Glean can make me and him make a move. I'm like, all right. Yo, Brief had called me in the morning. I'm like, yo, Jack, what's up, man? Yo, Barnes. Oh, boy, Teddy shot me. Yo, Jackie, I didn't even wait. I shot out my house, went straight to that nigga house, rung that nigga fucking bell. The nigga mom answered the door. I'm like, Teddy there? She was like, no. Teddy not there. I was like, yo, mother, you know something? I have something for Teddy Mwan Gim. She was like, yo, she looked back through the people. I see the woman ain't opening the door. I was like, fuck it, yo. I just gave it to her through the door.
Jesus.
I don't know how the fuck she ain't get shot. So old fucking Tivoli Garden gangster, she scared the wall.
Mm.
She told Bunny mother, she said, yo, when I look through the people and I seen his face,
damn. This is live, baby, so you know, you gotta let him do his thing too. But you said, boy, she saw the devil, huh?
Yo, she said, yo, she told, because, you know, it's Bunny Mother, you know, all of them come from Tivoli Garden. So I saw this nigga start linking with us, because Bunny came from Tivoli. So she was telling the next woman, she was like, yo. When she looked through the people and she seen me, she's like, yo, I just look at this guy. I didn't dare for me that look point. Yo, she's lucky, yo. Then when I went outside, I see Teddy, brother. I start giving it to that nigga. Yo, this nigga, yo, that's the Star Warriors, yo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yep. And you know them niggas shot my car with me, my wife, and fucking Aisha. You know
what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's the war. That's that life.
Yo, listen to me. Them niggas ran down on my car, shot the car up with me, fucking me, Diana, Aisha, and in this shit, man. I had to take the sidewalk. I'm telling you, I need to write up. I need to make.
Listen, I've been telling you that since you was in jail. When you listen. You so crazy. Yo. Yeah.
I remember, listen, I have a little chick with me with her family. They telling the chick, don't talk to him, cause if he's the type of nigga, if he gonna take you someplace far, if you don't give him no pussy, he gonna leave you. I'm like, who, me?
Mm-mm.
I'm like, are you serious? That's what they told you about me?
Mm-mm.
What I mean? Listen to me, shorty, listen. I might rob you, I might even shoot you.
But you ain't taking no pump. But you're not taking a pump.
I'm not taking no pussy, not me.
Mm-mm.
I might, if you got some shit I want, I might rob you. I might shoot you and your fucking man.
Mm-hmm.
If your man popping shit and you there running off your fucking mouth, you might catch a hot one or something. But me, not Barnes. You got me fucked up. I'm not never raping nobody, not me.
You know?
Shorty was like, yo, I took Shorty to City Island. Yo, Shorty wouldn't order. She was scared. I'm like, yo, relax. We end up, I like made her laugh and shit. And she ordered some shit. Then we went to the Palladium and shit.
Palladium.
She ran into her little peoples and start calming down. So on the way home and shit, you know, a little fruit stand on Flatbush Avenue.
Yeah.
For 24 hours. I stopped there and bought her a dozen ass roses and
shit.
You know what I mean?
Ooh.
So fuck it up. Shit, so we were chilling, and I walked up to a fucking building, to a people that building. Shorty couldn't get enough of me. She chilling in the fucking beds with me on Utica and fucking Avenue, Utica and Crown. These niggas ran down and shot Shorty in my fucking car. They shot Shorty, man. I'm like, damn.
Oh man, she made it.
Regular motherfucker, the average nigga suck a nigga with a two Shorty out the car. I drove Shorty to Kings County and shit, called her fucking people.
She was all right, though, right?
Yeah, she only caught two slugs. One flew through her side and one hit her in her car and shit.
Oh, okay, right? Yeah.
I drove her to the hospital, stayed there until the people them came. Yo, when the fucking people them came,
mm-hmm.
One piece of excitement, yo, he a killer, he's like, that cat.
Oh, my God.
I could have threw your fucking people out of the car. What about my business? I stayed there with this shorty. They're like, yo, he's a killer. He's like fat cat and them niggas from Queens. Yo, I'm like, yo.
I was just getting ready to say that before you even said this thing. I wanted you to tell them exactly where you're from, because we started it with the whole movement and we giving them a lot about who you are. You know what I'm saying? Being that, hold up, being that people just started throwing you up all on Live 100 page. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of people know and heard without this, podcast being, you know, broadcaster right now. But can you just tell them exactly where you're from, Born?
I grew up in America. I came to America in 1970, and I ain't never left America. Yeah, I did one time. My mom deported my ass to Saint Anne, and I came back. I stayed in Jamaica.
I don't listen. Wait, don't even go into that, because you know we troublesome kids. You know what I mean? Like, we share so much.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I used to live on Carroll Street between Albany and Kingston. And then, but I hung out because most of my family was from Flatbush, but I hung out with the little dudes from Union and Schenectady and shit. We was the fucking 40 thieves.
Mm-hmm.
We snatched gold and all that shit and burglarized houses. Shit, but
same. Name some of the names. Like, name some of the 40 thieves.
Like True. We had True with Frankie and his brother Vonda, little Larry and his brother Poopy, my cousin King of Law.
God bless the dead. Mm-hmm.
The Animal Jeff. It was so much of us.
Sun God.
My brother Wayne. Huh?
Sun God.
Sun God. Sun God. Sun God. So it's a lot of us, man. It was so much of us. They brand us the 40. Because
mm-hmm.
It was so much of us. I don't think it was really 40 of us.
It was more.
It was all little dudes, man. And mm-hmm. then, you know, I started going to Flatbush and hanging out with my cousin Calvin and them, Scarface, Charlie and them, Trevor and them, Spangler, you know, Scotty and all of them. You know, these dudes was like the bigger dudes to us and shit, you know. But, you know, we hung out with them. Them dudes was gun clappers and shit. They was war with Vance and them from Vanderveer. You know, and the touchies, so, you know, it was just a different settings back then. So that's what I grew up under, man.
So tell them when you was little, when you used to go to church, when you used to come and sneak up on anything.
Jackie, you covered everything. Well, my mom and them, you know, being that they were from the West Indian background, you know, they sent us to church, the church on Eastern Parkway in Utica. But we never went to church. You know, Jackie, I was playing hooky, Jackie from church. I used to go to church, you know, to steal the money out the damn poor box to go play the fucking pinball machine right at Nick's Bakery. On St. John's,
that bakery was the bomb. We was bad.
Yeah, it was just the thing, but yo, basically, I'm from Crown Heights to Flatbush. Basically, from Crown Heights to Flatbush. My name ring throughout Crown Heights to Flatbush. If anybody that's somebody that don't know me personally to talk to, they know somebody that know me to talk to personally.
That's right.
I've been out my house since 1976. I came up off the stoop, man, and you know, I have an older cousin. His name was Shamel. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he gave us knowledge himself. You know, he died in, like, 78. Mm-hmm. So, from, like, 76, man, like, 1976, we used to go to the rallies up in Manhattan, up there where the temple was. So, I've been on the street, man, like, say, since. Oh. My first bit, like I said, man, I went to Spartan the year 1979. My first state bid I did, I came through Elmira. My number was an 81 number. That's the first time I went to upstate, man.
How old was you then?
3.5 years. I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
I was 16. I was really 15, and I told them I was 16. They didn't care. They sent me to Rikers Island anyway. But I turned 16 in Rikers Island, and I did like 3.5 years for armed robbery and attempted murder. You know, and I came home in January of 84. You know, I met a lot of dudes, man. That's where I first met that dude, Jack, Haitian Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I met Jack in 82. Me and Jack been friends ever since, man.
Mm-hmm.
I met that dude in Fishkill, man. Him, polite, powerful. A lot of little dudes, man. But I've been around, Jackie. I've been around.
You ain't telling me. I know. I'm letting you talk. This is your platform today. Now I want you to move it further.
Some of the name brand people that some of these dudes idolized and stuff, man. Mm-hmm. That really wasn't nobody, man. Like, mm-hmm. You know, some dudes that just got away by the skin of they teeth off of some things, man. Like mm-hmm. I've been around, man. I've been in situations.
I want you to tell them about that situation, not to cut you, because I want people to get a little bit. Tell them about that situation, because I used to be on the phone with you like every other day when you was in upstate when you shot you shot yourself.
I didn't shoot myself, Jackie. My people always say that, man.
I swear to God.
That was the situation. That wasn't even upstate. That was in Rikers
Island. I didn't say it was upstate. It was in Rikers.
It was in 1990. I got shot March 11, 1990 in C-73, man. What was really going on, they really came for this dude, for a Jamaican dude.
Uh-huh.
That I was looking out for. I was basically taking care of that dude, man. I was just like Danny's bodyguard over there. Because, shit, I was locked up for 3 murders. I ain't had nothing to lose. Dude came in, he ain't know nobody, and I seen him on a visit, and one of my aunts, like, you know Flavor from the record store on Utica Avenue?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She came to visit him, and when she seen him, she seen me, she was like, yo, look out for him, he one of us. So I basically took that dude under my wing, but they were saying he was a snitch. I looked at his paperwork, he wasn't snitching, but what happened...
He wasn't?
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
He wasn't snitching. He was caught up in, it was a Jamaican thing. And, you know, I wasn't really in the Jamaican world, so I didn't know what the fuck was going on. But it was basically him I was looking out for, and they told him to meet them in church. And when we went to the church in the chapel, them niggas was like, they tried to assassinate that dude. I knocked one dude the fuck out. Knocked his ass out, but I thought they had knives, because I had a knife. I was like, man, what the fuck? They talking about what's up, man. I knocked that nigga out. When I hit that nigga, his man helped him up. And he shot me in my back, Jackie. You can't shoot yourself in your back. I got that nigga collapsed my lung, man.
Wow. You know what? Yeah, now I'm listening to you tell a story. I remember because that's what I was hearing when you was in jail. So I remember when you called me and you told me that that's not what happened. Yeah, okay, you're right.
They shot dude twice too. The dude, man, boy. Well, listen, they pump faked on their moon. Because it was only one dude that shot both of us. But they found three guns. They found a 38, a 380, and a 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
I got shot with the 380. And he got shot with the 380. So the dude with the 25 and the dude with the 38, they didn't even shoot. Because they came to murder that dude. It was a whole big Jamaican type thing, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And what year was that?
It was in March. We got shot March 11th, 1990, man.
Mm.
Yeah, they shot the shit out of me on Rikers Island in them people's church. Nobody can't even tell me come meet them in church no more.
I guess not.
nigga, tell me in church, I don't break their fucking jaw. Fuck you, come meet you in church.
Oh my God.
They shot me at home, y'all. Yo, you ever seen the movie Platoon?
Mm-hmm. Not funny. Oh my God. And this was in racket. What, C-74? HDM? Which? C-73? Wow.
Man.
So how many times you been shot though, Bon?
Six different times,
okay.
Shit, them niggas even shot me in my goddamn head.
Oh my god, damn.
Yeah. Last time I got shot, little nigga shot me in my fucking dick, little bastard.
Stop it, please. Yo, are we on this podcast now, please?
Yo.
Yo. Oh my god. Explicit. I'm sorry, yo. I can't. Oh my god. I'm so. Jesus Christ.
And my fucking nuts swelled up like fucking watermelon. I'm like, I'm gonna kill this
little nigga when I
fuck out of here.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Listen, y'all. It's about to end. I got 4 more minutes, but boy, anything else you want to just talk about real quick? Because this, I've been trying to get my cousin on this for the longest. I mean, he been calling me. We be talking about all kinds of shit from when we was young, reminiscing. Yo, he needs his own movie. This is a living, real last of our meat. Listen, just the last of our tribe. I'm seriously, no exact. You know, I don't be tooting people horns because there's not too many people out here for me to toot. But my cousin is a living legend. I'm telling you, he talked that talk. He's about that walk, and he lived that life for real. But he chilling right now. They holding, cooling him down in Jamaica somewhere. But don't let him come back up here because he been all over Philly. Get him a Philly story real quick, man. This dude here, oh my God. Oh my God.
Syrup and them pills, them little motherfuckers be wild. I give them their props though. Cause yo, them little niggas in Philly, you run up in them banks. Betty running up in them banks and robbing them fucking armored cars.
Oh my God.
Yeah, them little bastards and shit. You can't even play with them down here. They like Brownsville. Philadelphia, you got a part of Philly called North Philly. That shit like a big Brownsville.
Shit.
Dog eat dog down here. Them little niggas.
Excuse me.
Days and shit.
I'm telling you.
I went through a window. Like, it was some TV shit. You know, TV, man. Me and these dudes in the house having a shootout. I'm trying to go through the window.
Okay, it's gonna cut off. It's gonna cut off. All right, it's gonna cut off. Boy, it's been great. We got to get you back up here again on Front Row with Jackie Rowe. Man, listen. You heard it. There's no really other way but to hear what you just heard today. This is just a snippet. Even though it's an hour, this is just one segment. So I'm definitely gonna get him back on here. But boy, I love you so much. Thank you for getting on a podcast and really giving it up for real. First, we touched on the whole Black Lives Matters, and then we just went a little bit into Bourne himself. But if you want to hear more about Bourne, please leave me a message. You know, you guys know how to do it on this thing. I'm laughing so much I'm choked up because he keeps me going every other day with stories. Oh, my God. Bourne, you're the greatest. I love you.
All right, mad love, cuz, yo. Do your thing, yo. Mad love, 100, yo.
Okay. All right, babe. Bye.